gorgeous. Welcome to Relentless. My mission is to help you master yourself and get after your dreams. Each episode revolves around one idea, principle, or insight embedded in stories. Today, let's talk about the importance of creating a well-rounded life, especially as you get older. So, I just turned 36. Happy birthday to my fellow Libras. Libras are the best. If you know, you know. If you are younger than me, listen to me. I have the wisdom. I know the way. And if you are around the same age or a lot older than me, a lot younger, it doesn't really matter. You probably have noticed the changes in your friendship dynamics too. Okay. Let me preface this by saying that one of my core values is deep, meaningful friendships. Seeking good people, being a good friend, and maintaining those relationships are some of my strengths. I'm still friends with my friends since I was in kindergarten. I'm still friends with my high school friends, but my core friends are the ones whom I met when I moved to LA 15 years ago. Now, I noticed that there's a shift happening in my friendships, or perhaps it's becoming more and more apparent that we are all in different seasons and chapters in our lives. I have a few friends who are in their early 40s. One just turned 40 a month ago, or 2 months ago. Two had their third babies, and some of my friends became first-time parents in the last year or two. All of it is good. Perhaps we are all coming into our own. Maybe the dust will settle and we will go back to being more entangled in each other's lives. Or maybe, just maybe, we are really moving into the next phases of our lives. It's all good. I support it. These are mere observations. It is strange because I just started to notice it more and more in the last maybe 6 months or so. And it is a bittersweet feeling because I love my friends. My friends are wonderful and they are family to me. We have had some amazing memories. And for the last 15 to 20 years, our bonds have been very, very tight. Some of those bonds feel a little loose these days. My advice is to create and continue to build forevermore a well-rounded life. This is what I do, this is what I've always done, and I believe that this is the secret to happiness and the antidote to despair and feelings of isolation. Again, I'm 36. I accept that I'm getting older. I read a lot. I listen to stories and other people's wisdom. I am an observer. And I know that many people either wind up alone because of the death of a spouse or a divorce. Some people either live alone or they have a family, but they feel alone. One thing is for sure. Life changes constantly. At the end of the day, at the end of time, you only have yourself. This is why I preach so hard about the importance of self-mastery, which, by the way, I accept applications on a rolling basis for my self-mastery coaching program. So if you want my support, I will leave a link below. Again, at the end of the day, you only have yourself. If you're thinking, I have a family, I have friends, I do too, and they are wonderful. But things are always changing and things will continue to change forever and ever. If you have yourself and you create a well-rounded life, you're always going to be okay. What is a well-rounded life? It is checking as many boxes as possible regularly. Health, wealth, love, hobbies, cultivating your talents, contributing to the world, Most people take care of just a couple things on a day-to-day basis. They focus on making money, working, and taking care of their families. But they are in poor health or they have no hobbies. I saw a post today and the question was, what do you do to improve your mental health? There's a lot of talk about mental health. Everyone is talking about mental health. Mental health this, mental health that. What about your physical health? What about your emotional health? What about your spiritual health? In my work, I help my clients master themselves as a pathway to success in a meaningful life because you need all three, mind, body, and soul. You need to master your mind. You need to master your body, aka emotions, and your soul, your spirit. You can't just master your mind and neglect your body and soul. Everything must work synergistically. It's the same thing when it comes to life. If you have a lot of money, but no great relationships, or you can't even make time to enjoy life, to me, that is not a life worth living. If you have a great family, but your whole world revolves around them, that's all you do, that is also not enough. You only live once. Maybe you need reminding. You only live once, so why not experience everything that life has to offer? Everything. All of it. Live as big and as bold as you possibly can. Do everything that you possibly can. The second part of this whole thing, how can you make sure you're always going to be okay? Yes, you want a well-rounded life, and you also want to expand your already beautiful life. How do you do that? Through learning, through seeking new connections, through having new experiences. For example, one of my goals is to be able to do a handstand. Yeah, I'm so excited. So I've committed to working on my handstand practice more diligently. I also have taken writing workshops recently and I've been writing daily on Threads. So if you want to see my writing. I'm actually trying to, my challenge right now is how do I deliver my message in 500 characters or less? Because Threads only allow 500 or has a capacity of 500 characters. Yeah, I know you can always kind of comment below your own thread, but I don't like it like that. So I try to fit it in 500 characters. But if you want to read my writing, look for me on Threads. I'm learning more about branding, marketing, sales, watching videos, learning from people, taking masterminds and courses and things like that. I've met and continue to meet and have conversations with new people on a daily and weekly basis, and it's awesome. I'm talking to people in Portugal. I'm talking to people in Canada. I'm talking to people in other countries and other parts of America. It is awesome. Now, let's wrap it up. The main message I want to impart to you today is change is inevitable. You can't change the wind, but you can adjust your sails. You can only control yourself. At the end of the day, you only have yourself. So you must work on creating a well-rounded life, forever seek expansion, and take care of yourself. If you can do that, you will live a great life. That's it for today, my loves. Check out the link below for my self-mastery coaching program and follow me on Insta. Please leave me a note, send me a DM, or comment in the post for, let's do that. Comment on the post for today's podcast. So this episode drops tomorrow, which is Thursday. So comment on that post coming out tomorrow. Tell me, where are you from and what would you like to hear next? Tell me a little bit about you. I want to know who you are and where are you listening from. All right, my darling, make it a great day. Until next time.